Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily first thing before you engage in any other thing. After listening to Turning Point Audio, engage in whatever prophetic faith action we may be asked to engage, turn to our prayer booklet, read the Bible study for the day, pray the prayer for the day also. TPGF members, combine these two. If you subscribe online, prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Sunday, the ninth day in June 2024. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen, I receive it. June is an acronym. J for joy, U for unspeakable, N for never, E for ending. I speak over your life. Receive joy unspeakable, full of glory, for a never-ending joy in your life. May God's anointing be fresh on everyone today. Anointing is God's ability at work in a human vessel, causing him or her to produce God's dimension of result. Yes, this month, you will produce God's dimension of result. You will achieve strange result in all you do. Who is this? It is as if you are coming out of the forest into the highway of life. You have been too long in the wilderness. Now, come out into the limelight of visibility. Who is this? God is bringing peace to your situation. Yes, your marital, your health, and your financial situation. I pronounce peace. I see God's refreshing wind blowing around you. I prophesy by fire, by force, you shall make progress this year. You will go beyond where you have always been. Someone has not seen any serious change or increase or open doors since the year began. If that is you, open your hands again. From tomorrow, heaven will orchestrate positive changes in your direction. Your 2024 desires will not fail. They shall be fully manifest. One, everyone listening to me today below age 40. If you are 18 years to age 40, I want to pray specially for you. Place your hands on your tummy. Even if you are older, but you feel that you are still young at heart, join them in laying on of hand. This is the age of self-discovery, of decision-making, and age of establishment. You will not fail. I prophesy, the giant in you shall come to manifestation. Many of the older generations suffered because there were no mentors for them. No one ministered to them like this. Your case is different. You shall not suffer what your parents suffer. What your parents couldn't do, you will do and surpass their level. Great invention, mighty breakthroughs shall come forth from you. You shall grow and get to the top. You shall be a pride to your family and a light to your generation. In Jesus' name. Older people, 41 years and above, it is your turn for prayers. Touch your tummy as well. I speak to your life. All you have labored to build will grow, increase, and multiply before you. If you are struggling in any area, may God intervene for you in that area. May your life's dreams be fulfilled in Jesus' name. All say, Amen, I receive it. Yes, everyone shall have testimonies to share. June 9, celebrant. Your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You shall celebrate June 9 yearly in overflowing abundance and grace. Happy birthday. Listeners, today is the seventh day of our intensive, passionate, and personal prayers. From tomorrow, we shall start 1 week of healing prayers. Get ready to be healed of any ailment. After which, we will return to 2 weeks of insightful sharing, that counseling, and practical guidance. So, let's start today. Pray with intensity. Let's start with Acts chapter 12, verse 10. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came into the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened for them of his own accord. Wow, of his own accord. Let's pray it this way. O Lord my God, let gates to my blessings open for me of their own accord. My gates be opened, my doors be opened also. The doors that lead to the city, that lead to my destiny position, open for me. You will never be shut against me. You shall not be shut against my children. And never will you be shut against my career, business, and ministry. As an angel was sent to lead Peter through, I command the angel of the 6 months and my ministering angels, go on assignment for me now. Open the doors and lift the gates in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, your gates are now lifted and your doors are now opened in Jesus' name. You will have easy access. Next is Esther chapter 2 verse 15. And now, when the turn of Esther came, she obtained favor in the sight of all of them that looked upon her. This is the prayer. Pray it with strength. Say, O God, let this time be my turn. Make this my season of favor. As Esther obtained favor in the sight of all, let the voice of favor speak for me and speak for my household everywhere, every time. My life and my destinies, you shall not be disappointed. There shall be no rejection. I will not be shut down anymore. I reject setbacks and failures. You are not my portion. Arise, oh my God, arise for me and let me shine. Let that favor speak for me. My set time is now. I take it by faith in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it by faith. Yes, it is now your turn. Things shall fall in line for you. Things shall not be difficult for you anymore. Next, let's pray with Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 1. And it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, that the hand of the Lord was upon me. Please place your hand on your forehead gently to pray this prayer. Say, O Lord my God, let your good hand be upon me. Take me forward. Keep me going. Let your hand be on my life for progress. Be on my family for protection, provision, and promotion. Use my life as a testimony of your goodness, grace, and mercy to the whole world. I believe it. I declare it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, I join you to say amen to that prayer. Let's take one more. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 25. For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall no more be prolonged. Wow. Pray with your energy. Say, O Lord my God, let your words and prayers daily spoken to my life from this platform be fulfilled. Let your promises come to pass for me. They shall no longer be prolonged. They shall no longer be delayed. I believe it, I declare it, I receive it in Jesus' name. Say amen, amen, amen. Yes, it shall no longer be delayed. Listeners, this is the correct way to pray for prayers to be answered, using God's word to pray back to Him. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contact. Let them also pray these prayers. It shall work for them. Join us online or real life in our two Sunday services today. 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. is the first service. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. is the second service. You may watch live or watch later, but don't miss it. So join us on our Facebook and on our YouTube, both at The Real Femi Emmanuel. We are now receiving voice note testimony to be aired on our very many radio stations across the nation. Don't keep your testimony to yourself. When you share your testimony, you glorify God. Listeners' faith also rise to receive their own miracle. Then you commit God to do more. The devil can steal a miracle if we are ungrateful enough not to share the testimony to bless others. Open your WhatsApp, record your testimonies. Just 1 minute or thereabout. Let it be short. Speak, let it be loud and clear. Take the phone to where you can speak very loudly, as I'm speaking now, without disturbing anybody. Some people are already doing it well, but others still don't do it well. Now, speak with excitement in your voice. Introduce yourself by saying, my name is so-so-so, and speak very loudly. Record and send to our number, +234-80555-8377. You can now join us. You can also join us on live broadcast every Monday and Friday night on our Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. Monday evening, Friday evening, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time. Just search for The Real Femi Emmanuel on your YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram, and you will get there. If it is difficult, then send an SMS or make a chat to 0805-8022-194. The No More Delay service we've been announcing is 3 days away at Living Spring Chapel, Goshen Land, Allen, Ikeja. Please be there. TPGL UK conference is 12 days away. Register and encourage all your people in UK, in Europe, in London to join. Two numbers to register. Conference is free. Registration is essential. Pastor Franklin on +447956504536. Pastor Adeola Ojeniyi, +447411128401. Do so now. The conference hall is filling up already, and we want you to be there. To get what you need, you give what you have, is a law of life. It is both a divine and natural law. You sow to reap, you plan to have a harvest. Give tithe to God, personal tithing and corporate tithing, and see the power of God in action. I pray for everybody today. The power of God will overwhelm you to move you forward. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.